Drug development is an innovative yet highly risky business. The process of progressing a drug from its discovery through to commercialisation is neither quick nor certain. Clinuvel has been developing and testing their novel photoprotective drug, afamelanotide, since 2000. The company's clinical trial program, now in phase 3 in Europe and Australia, is in its final stages before filing afamelanotide for marketing authorisation approval in these territories. We're joined today by Clinuvel's Chief Scientific Officer, Dr. Hank Agersborg, who has over 50 years' experience in the pharmaceutical industry. Under Dr. Agersborg's direction, more than 50 new drug applications were approved globally. Dr. Agersborg, how has the drug discovery and development process changed since you began working in the pharmaceutical industry?
Currently, most drugs are designer drugs. You want a drug for a specific purpose, and so you decide what is the biochemistry involved in the body that you want to alter, and then you design a drug that alters that biochemistry in a way that you want it done. That's why we're moving toward many truly biological drugs which cost $50,000 a year rather than 50 cents a month kind of thing, because the manufacture and the purification and administration and so on and the development cost are very, very substantial. But they're targeted drugs. The receptor is known that you want to change, so you aim at that receptor and until you find a molecule that works. When I joined the pharmaceutical industry, we tried everything that the chemist made. We had a series of tests. We tried it and everything to see what it worked in. But that's no longer the way in which it's done, because it's much too expensive to test everything.
Do these novel drugs, similar to that which Clinuvel is developing, follow a different model to these designer drugs?
Not too long ago, Viagra, for example, was not developed for erectile dysfunction, but was developed as an antihypertensive agent. Another drug developed as an antihypertensive agent originally was found to reduce glaucoma, that's an eye pressure, just inadvertently, because patients being treated for hypertension reported, or their ophthalmologist reported, what happened, your eye tension is down. So it was discontinued as an antihypertensive and developed as an eye drop to treat glaucoma, and it was very, very successful, and it works very well. It's serendipity, but it's also paying attention to what's needed. Primarily, they were all because people paid attention to the data. What people said, and they noticed that the incidence of potential side effects were such that maybe they can turn that side effect into a necessity, into a virtue.
In this high-risk environment, which has witnessed a decline in new molecules being approved by the US and European regulatory bodies, what factors, from your experience, improve a drug's chance of success?
It has nothing to do really with the company. It has to do with the people. There's some fascinating people in Clinuvel. All of them seem to be willing to work, and that's essential. Really, everyone will be the hardest working person in the, you don't want to be the only person rowing the boat. If everyone is working to their best, it's the basis for having fun. And then, of course, doing something that is challenging, where you're, as I mentioned, we're inventing ways to study five activities of this drug. So invention is always interesting, and it always leads to challenges on where are you going, what are you doing, why are you doing it, will it work, can we support it, is it your ego talking, or is it merit? And all of these things make it interesting. But primarily it's people, and without the right people, no interest. The wrong people, it's a disaster.
Dr. Agersborg, thank you for your time.